Hardy Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. It's Glenn the Outlaw here. Today is Wednesday, November 17th, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by the great folks at First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue here in Wauchula. Your local news on Saturday, November 14th, Polk County Sheriff's Office deputies arrested 18-year-old Angel Lobato and his brother 19-year-old JoJo out of Lake Wales on their outstanding warrants for grand theft auto, vehicle burglary, tampering with evidence, giving false information during a capital felony, and accessory after the fact of a capital investigation for crimes they committed during the suspicious disappearance of 21-year-old Dan Frazier. On November 14th, Polk County Sheriff's Office received an anonymous tip that the Lobato brothers were inside a truck parked at an auto parts store on State Road 60 in Lake Wales. They responded to the area and took the brothers into custody for their warrants. Great job, Polk County Sheriff's Office. Both suspects were booked into the Polk County Jail on charges of first-degree murder with no bond, armed robbery no bond, conspiracy to commit first-degree murder, accessory after the fact of a capital felony, giving false information during a capital investigation, grand theft of a motor vehicle, two counts tampering with evidence, and burglary of a vehicle. Polk County Sheriff's deputies also arrested 28-year-old Jose Antonio Perez Jimenez, born May 3rd, 1992, of Davenport, for one count each of leaving the scene of a crash involving death and operating a motor vehicle without a driver's license after a crash during the early morning hours of Saturday, November 14th, in unincorporated Davenport. According to the investigation so far, Jimenez was driving a gray 2013 Chevy Silverado truck at a high rate of speed southbound on U.S. Highway 27, approaching a red light, an orange 2020 Yamaha motorcycle being driven by 58-year-old Juan Santos of Davenport, was stopped behind a black 2009 Nissan Versa at the red light. Jimenez failed to stop and his truck hit Santos' motorcycle, propelling Santos over 180 feet and into the intersection of Legacy Park Boulevard. The Nissan was struck by the motorcycle, but that driver did not sustain any injuries. Santos was deceased upon the arrival of first responders. After impact, Jimenez fled the scene on foot, but was located at his home on World Drive West in Davenport. He admitted to deputies that he had been involved in a crash and that he fled because he did not have a driver's license. Further charges are pending the outcome of the investigation, and the roadway was closed for approximately 5 hours. Jimenez was taken to a local hospital to be medically cleared prior to being booked into the Polk County Jail. In Hardy County, a donkey was found in the area of Merle Langford Road and Sasser Road in Zolfo Springs. If you believe this is your donkey, please contact Detective Johnson at 863-773-0304, extension 260. Once again, 863-773-0304, extension 260, or you can email pjohnson@hardyso.com. Your local events, the Hardy County 2020 Magical Christmas Parade is on Saturday, December 5th at 6 p.m. The parade lineup starts at Indiana Avenue and West Main Street, turns right on South George Burris Avenue, right again on West Orange Street, and ends on Florida Avenue with a sensory-friendly viewing area available at the last block. Float registration is now $100 for chamber members, $150 for non-members, and free for chamber partners, bronze level and above. Don't delay, the deadline to register is coming very soon, this Friday. They will also host the 2021 Vintage Glam Gala on January 30th, 2021 at 5 p.m. located at the Stream Song Resort in Bowling Green. Dress in your best 1920s and celebrate the success of Hardy County. Attendance is limited due to COVID restrictions. More information on these events and reservations are available at hardycc.com. Your job's in Hardy County. Hardy Fresh is looking for an assistant grower. Reliable transportation, effective communication skills, and a knowledge of greenhouse, nursery, or agricultural production experience is required. Dollar Tree in Wauchula is looking for a sales floor associate. General math and communication skills and cash handling experience is required. And Cellular Sales in Sebring is looking for a Verizon sales consultant. A valid driver's license, 2 years of experience, and a high school diploma or GED are required. All of these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, Wauchula Police Department, the Bowling Green Police Department, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. to ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Do this on your vehicles as well, removing any valuables from the inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each night, you decrease the chances of home invasion and burglary by criminals. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, HardyMidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us when we read them on the air for you. Coming up, a look at your local weather, plus the agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
In the future, digital will enable us to be in perfect sync with the world around us. Synchronizing services and products with the data cloud around customers enables them to prosper anytime, anywhere.
Good morning, Claire. It's 5:59 a.m. Heavy traffic on the 528. Expect a delay of 15 minutes. Today's goals include a 5-kilometer morning run. Your car payment to FNB Wauchula was made today. Your financial advisor recommends the purchase of Hardy Fresh. Transaction complete. 500 shares have been purchased. Welcome to the office. Access granted. What was the payment for Giovanni's for? Calling bank.
FNB Wauchula. Good afternoon, this is Allison. How can I help you?
Thank you. Allison, it's really you.
First National Bank of Wauchula. We have the digital connection you need and the personal touch you desire.
At First National Bank of Wauchula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wauchula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. Now it's time for your weather reporting and forecast. Your 12 p.m. weather for November 18th, 73 degrees Fahrenheit, feels like 73. Mostly sunny, no percent chance of rain, air quality fair, maximum UV index 4, winds northeast at 15 miles an hour, gusting to 20 miles an hour, humidity is 51%, ideal, dew point 54 degrees Fahrenheit, the cloud cover 10%, visibility 10 miles, and the cloud ceiling was 30,000 feet. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wauchula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 8:45 a.m. Eastern Time. Boaters, use caution on area lakes. Wednesday, mostly sunny and windy, highs in the mid-70s. Northeast winds 15 to 20 miles an hour, gusting to 30 miles an hour. Wednesday night, mostly clear, lows around 60. Northeast winds 10 to 15 miles an hour, gusting to 25. Thursday, mostly sunny in the morning, then becoming partly cloudy, highs in the upper 70s. Northeast winds 10 to 15 miles an hour, gusting to 25. And Thursday night, mostly clear, lows in the lower 60s, northeast winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. And just to go ahead and say it for you, Friday through Tuesday, mostly clear, highs in the lower 80s, lows in the mid 60s. That is your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast. Let's go on now to our agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Georgia Representative David Scott is seeking the chairmanship of the House Ag Committee. Current Ag Committee Chair Colin Peterson of Minnesota lost his bid for re-election on November 3rd, and with the Democratic Party keeping its House majority, another Democrat will succeed him. California Representative Jim Costa has also announced his intention to pursue the seat. Scott and Costa are both current Ag Committee members. A new study shows almost a twofold difference in the total economic cost of producing milk between the nation's smallest and largest dairy farms. According to MilkBusiness.com and the USDA's report to Congress, dairy farms with fewer than 50 cows had a total economic cost of $33.54 per hundredweight, while herds of 2,500 cows had a cost of $17.54. The study used data from 2016 with the lowest milk prices of the decade and the lowest since 2009. Alabama Ag and Industries Commissioner Rick Pate announced two new programs to assist with disruption costs associated with COVID-19. According to AlphaFarmers.org, the Livestock Market Direct Payment Program will use $500,000, not to exceed $25,000, per licensed Alabama cattle auction market. The Poultry Processor Reimbursement Program has $1.2 million to reimburse Alabama poultry processing facilities, up to $40,000, for purchasing PPEs, disinfectants, workstation dividers, and COVID-19 testing kits. Applications are available through December 1st.
Here's farmer and businessman James Wood.
We farm about 3,500 acres. There's pipelines everywhere. The contractor working on my property did not have the lines located before he began work, and it resulted on a strike on a natural gas pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Dear Santa, I've been a very good grower this year. Got my harvest in on time and everything. So, I'd like a FieldNet Pivot Watch. Monitors my irrigation anytime from anywhere, and I can spend more time with the kids instead of driving to pivots. All the info you need is on pivotwatch.com. It starts at $299 from a local Zomatic dealer. If there aren't any at the North Pole, you can order from Amazon.
With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.
Here with your Southeast Regional Ag Report, I'm Tim Hamrich. University of Georgia student Doster Harper was recently elected National FFA President for the 2020-2021 term. AgriScience is what initially drew him to the Youth Agricultural Leadership Organization in high school.
I haven't quite felt that calling yet to be a farmer myself, but I love doing research on what farmers do, and hopefully finding ways for me to help improve those methods.
Harper will serve a one-year term with his five teammates. His focus will be to invest in students and advocate on their behalf.
Three things come to the top of mind, which are learning from, investing into, and advocating for these students. Whenever I look at the job of a National FFA officer, I think it all boils down to those three things, and knowing that this year is specifically for these students. I believe that the 760,000 plus students in this organization are the best that this country has to offer. And I am ready to spend an entire year of my life serving these students, getting to learn from them and learn about their stories, which are super special and unique, getting the opportunity to do whatever I can to invest into those stories a little bit by being a listening ear, being an encouraging factor for them. And then obviously I'll get the cool opportunity to advocate for those stories.
Harper is an ROTC cadet at UGA. Upon graduation, he plans to serve as a military officer, then return to agricultural research.
Dear Santa, I've been a very good grower this year. Got my harvest in on time and everything. So, I'd like a FieldNet Pivot Watch. Monitors my irrigation anytime from anywhere, and I can spend more time with the kids instead of driving to pivots. All the info you need is on pivotwatch.com. It starts at $299 from a local Zomatic dealer. If there aren't any at the North Pole, you can order from Amazon.
Hey, I'm Rodeo Clown J.J. Harrison. Now, if you've ever seen me in the arena, you know I like to have fun and take chances. But I also take safety very seriously because rodeo clowning can be dangerous, but so can farming and ranching. Never assume location of depth of underground utilities or pipelines. Before you start work, always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com. It only takes a minute and it can save your life.
Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
This has been your Southeast Regional Ag Report, part of the Ag Information Network. For more information, visit aginfo.net. And now for your business news, the Stock Market Report, and your sports news.
With the SR News Business Brief, I'm John Scott. Stocks took a pause from their big rally this month that has vaulted them back to record heights. The S&P 500 lost 0.5% after falling behind 1.1% earlier. Treasury yields also dipped after a report showed U.S. shoppers spent less at retailers last month than economists had expected. The numbers underscore how the coronavirus pandemic is worsening and threatening to drag the economy down lower, at least in the near term. The Dow lost 167 points, closing at 29,783. The NASDAQ was off 24 to 11,899. The S&P 500 dropped 17 points to 3,609. New York oil up 6 cents to $41.40 a barrel. With business, I'm John Scott.
With SR Sports, I'm Patrick Foss. The Chicago Bears changed play callers and nothing changed. With offensive coordinator Bill Lazor calling the shots for the first time all season, the Bears managed just 149 yards and failed to score an offensive touchdown in a 19-13 loss to the Minnesota Vikings' Mighty Dine. Bears head coach Matt Nagy.
It is so new to me when I'm going out there and just understanding that, you know, I'm not calling the plays. And, I did not want to make Bill feel like I was on his shoulder the whole game, and I didn't do that. We just went and played. And so it was different for me, certainly.
5-5 Chicago has lost four in a row after a 5-1 start. The Vikings are 4-5. Drew Brees has been diagnosed with multiple rib fractures and a collapsed right lung. The injuries are expected to sideline the 41-year-old Saints quarterback for multiple weeks. The San Diego Padres say pitcher Mike Clevinger needs Tommy John surgery and will miss the 2021 season. The Padres made the announcement after reaching agreement with the right-hander on an $11 million two-year contract. This is SRN Sports. IOC President Thomas Bach says Olympic participants and fans arriving for next year's postponed Tokyo Games will be encouraged to be vaccinated to protect the Japanese public. Bach said it won't be mandatory, but he left no doubt it will be strongly pushed.
We want to convince as many foreign participants as possible to accept a vaccine.
Bach says there will be fans at next year's Olympics, but he's not sure how many.
We are looking for a reasonable number of spectators at the time of the Games.
Bach added,
we can be confident that there will be a reasonable number contributing to the Olympic spirit of the competitions.
The IOC president campaigned across Tokyo Monday's first visit to Japan since the Olympics were postponed almost 8 months ago amid the coronavirus. With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday Today, brought to you by the great folks at First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue here in Wauchula. Your quote for the day: the minute you settle for less than you deserve, you get even less than you settled for. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn, and we will see you then. Have a great rest of your day. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.